find that drug and dictating a psychiatric evaluation. First name is McNerio, open arlic, roger, arlic, roger, arlic, individual, 6 a.m. Last name. Today is January 22nd, 2013. Identifying information. The patient is a 50-year-old single African-American male residing at Wayne Health and Rehab since January 16, 2013. His birthday is March 10, 1962. Chief complaint, the patient was referred for a psychiatric evaluation. History present illness. The patient was recently admitted to the facility on Zoloft, 55 0 milligrams daily, and Ativan, 2 milligrams daily. He's reported as a learner at times 3. On January 17, 2013, he did have a confrontation with his roommate and used foul language towards staff. Otherwise, no behavioral problems, no reports of any distress or agitation, no reports of paranoia or psychosis. Staff not reporting any depression or crying spells, no reports of lethargy. He's reported as alert and oriented times 3 with a good appetite. History of present illness. The patient is paraplegic since 1984 from an accident. He was 21 years old at the time. Per hospital records, he has a diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder, schizophrenia, anxiety, and depression. Patient reports that he's had depression over the years. He also reports that he's had the opposite, feeling very good, very happy. He did report that when he was young, he had a problem with drugs and alcohol, but he went to rehab, and he hasn't had problems with that for many years. He denied any inpatient treatment. He did say that he's seen social workers in the past. They refer him to community mental health. However, they did not accept him as apparently he was not, his problems were not severe enough. At this time, no other past history is known. Social history, the patient had an accident in 1984 and has been a paraplegic since. Reports he was living in a senior citizen complex, but gave up because he was overwhelmed with cooking and cleaning and caring for himself. He reports he's on Medicare and Medicaid. He's been homeless, living in hotels. He denied having been married and denied any children. He reports he finished high school. He has college degrees, a master's degree. He reports he got it online, but he has no work history. He reports that he had to do an internship and get a license, and he did not finish up with those. Substance abuse, he reports he did when he was young have a problem with drugs and alcohol. If you go back to social history and just add family history, mental illness unknown at this time. Diagnosis, pressure ulcers of the buttocks, diabetes mellitus, chronic schizophrenia, depressive disorder, paraplegia. Allergies to morphine and penicillin medication, Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, Ativan 2 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milliliter equivalents twice a day, glucophage 1,000 milligrams twice a day, Norco 5 or 325 every 4 hours as needed. Review of systems is eyes is negative, ears, nose, throat, mouth negative, cardiovascular negative, respiratory negative, gastrointestinal is negative, genitourinary is negative, muscular is negative for paraplegia, integumentary is positive for pressure ulcer of the buttocks, endocrine is positive for diabetes mellitus. hematologic slash lymphatic is negative. Allergies, slash immune, positive for allergies to morphine and penicillin. Mental status exam. Patient is 166 pounds, he's 6 feet, 2 inches tall, with respiratory rate of 18. He's awake and alert, lying in bed. Hygiene and grooming are good. His muscle strength and tone is good. Speech is spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. His thought process appears normal and intact. No loose associations, no delusions of paranoia expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express any suicidal, violent, or homicidal ideations. Insight and judgment seem fair. He's oriented times three, recent and remote memory intact. He has full attention and full concentration. His language has been intact. Funded knowledge seems intact. Mood, he reports feeling depressed, and his affect was constricted. He denied crying spells. He denied sleeping or eating problems. Impression axis 1, bipolar disorder, depressed, move out, schizoaffective disorder. Axis 2, deferred. Axis 3, pressure ulcers of the buttocks, paraplegia, diabetes mellitus. Axis 4, recent hospitalization, change in placement, admission to the extended care facility. Axis 5, AGAF of 50. Patient strength, he's young, his memory is intact. Sign judgment appear good. Patient weaknesses, no family support, very limited social support, paraplegia. Formulation of patient, a middle-aged man who reports a history of depression but no inpatient treatment. He does have a history of drug and alcohol abuse many years ago and reported some rehab. More recently, he's been having depression and reported that he was gave up with the struggle because he doesn't have a lot of support and was having to do things for himself, and he's paraplegic. Currently, staff not reporting any severe behavioral problems, no reports of eating or sleeping problems. Patient does report feeling some depression, but denied that it was very serious at this time. Recommendations for outreach mental health services for the psychiatrist to monitor the psychotropic medications for effectiveness versus side effects. Continue Zoloft 55 milligrams daily for depression and anxiety. Patient declined any trial of increasing the dosage at this time. Continue Ativan 2 milligrams daily for anxiety. Patient did sign consent form for the medications. Primary care physician to follow up medically. Benefits of the medications outweigh the risks. And this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.